Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Y'all, welcome back.
Yeah.
As promised, y'all, it's the Next Level Living Podcast. I'm talking about the number one rated podcast amongst people who love podcasts. I'm talking about your favorite podcast. Yeah, that one. Yeah. They favorite podcast. It's that type of podcast, yeah. Y'all. And I'm here with some very special people, and I'm just going to introduce them at this time. Y'all, I'm here with my co-host, Kay Hart. I got my boy Jay, but I'm too excited about this episode to even ask how they doing. I know they doing good.
Yeah, for sure.
But I want to make sure that y'all doing good. So we're going to get straight back into the episode. Jeremy, what makes this so special? Actually, if y'all haven't heard part one, you don't even deserve to be here. Because we can't even bless you to the capacity that God has for you unless you go back
get
to part
foundation.
One. I need you to get the soil and plant the seed for what's sprouting in this episode right now. Jeremy, take us. Wait, they call her the woman king.
Yeah, for sure.
Why is this deep, bro?
So, you know, I'll say this. You have to catch the foundation of the first episode we had last week with Nick. Then you can really appreciate this one. We talked shortly, but I'm going to break it down about her name when we went to South Africa. And he named you, give it to him.
Nkosasana,
right? That means the woman king. So we had a Zulu elder come and bless us and gave everybody on the team names. And so the woman king is significant because, you know, most people seen the movie starring by Viola Davis, the woman king, who was a mighty warrior, you know what I'm saying, who took care of the people. And so it's from her experience and how amazing she was and how fearless she was going into battle and willing to make the sacrifices and putting her life on the line and putting the needs of everyone else first. Life. All of that energy is what made the king say, okay, you are the woman king. And so, you know, Nick has already been amazing. She's already been phenomenal, a star in her own right, winning. You know, have we got America's Got Talent? Like, she won Bermuda's Got Talent, like, amazing seamstress, does makeup, face paint, sings, like, in corporate, CPA, like, high-level executive. She's working under CEOs, like, phenomenal on so much. Probably no jiu-jitsu. You know what I'm saying? Like, phenomenal on so many different.
I don't think that's a thing.
Jiu-jitsu.
I think you put a D in there. Because you know you're a high D.
This next episode.
Jiu-jitsu.
I see what you did.
He ain't got no rebuttal for that.
Yeah.
No, but seriously though. So we breaking it. We want to get into more of Nick's mind in this episode, Chris.
Yeah.
Like what shapes you? What forms you? Like how you are, who you are for the company and, you know what I'm saying, and your plans for the future. So that's what we talking about in this episode. And so in case you missed it, because I didn't say it in this one, she is our chief operating officer.
Yeah.
So she's second in command across the board. Like, she's handling business. She's running. I'm not even on meetings no more.
Yeah.
I tell her what the vision is. I'm not even really sitting on day-to-day meetings like that. Like, that's how pivotal she is to the Next Level Living Empire. And so I'll let y'all take it away from there.
Sure. Ooh, yes.
A woman.
Yeah.
Come on, put it back on me. Stop playing.
Yeah.
Our company is ran by powerful, assertive, anointed, strong, God, spirit-filled women.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead, take it from here.
Yeah. So, okay, I know the last episode we started the introduction about how you became a part of Next Level Living and how the first interview didn't go so well, but then the second interview, you came back because you had some coaching, you know, from your husband. To talk to some of the leaders about what that coaching is like. What makes a good leader is being able to be coachable, able to learn new things, open to knowing what you don't know, and actually constructive feedback. Yeah. So let's talk about how important that was for you and how you received this information And how it makes you better.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I'm a good student.
Okay.
I've always been a good student, right? So being in a leadership position now, that still serves me well. Mm. You know, I don't want people to think, you know, you get to leadership and you stop learning. You don't. I'm constantly learning, and I pride myself on being a good student. You can't give what you don't have, right? So this leadership position requires me to give a lot, right? So I want to have a lot. So I study a lot. I read a lot. Like, I prepare, right? I was telling Trump, we would have a conversation coming up in the car. We were listening to Ed Milet, but John Maxwell.
Okay.
He has what's called like Maxwell Minutes, right? And one thing that he talked about.
Arthur?
Yes.
Okay. That's one, a dope book.
Yes, for sure. One thing that he talked about was how I summarized it was no, grow, so. Right? So the first one is know. So you have to, it's like piggybacking off of self-awareness. Like, you have to know who you are, right? It's important to be self-aware. Once you know, then you can grow, right? Then you can maximize, you know, then you can pour into yourself, you know, then you can get all of this knowledge, right? So you know who you are. You're now growing so that you can maximize your potential. And now you sow. Like, once you get all of that, what are you doing with it? You keeping it to yourself? No, you want to grow. I want to grow, Deani. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I want to be able to take all this stuff that I have, all these experiences that have gotten me to this place, and I'll sow, and I'll give it back, right? So one of the ways that helps me to do that is through coaching. Wow. You know, like, I'm constantly learning, and I have the benefit of having Coach Crump right underneath my roof. Yeah. Right? So even preparing for this leadership position, he was like, "Bae, I'm going to coach you. I'm going to put you on the fast track. Wow. You know, make sure you're prepared." Because one thing, shout out to DeJuan. I have many coaches, right? Jay is my coach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Chris is my coach. DeJuan is my coach. Like, Dee even told me, he was like, when I started, we went through everybody's DISC assessment. Mm-hmm. Like, in order for me to lead effectively, I have to.
Y'all did that.
Oh, yeah. Like, I have to know.
Who I'm dealing with. Yeah.
Right? Wow. I need to know Jay's personality and understand how I need to talk to Jay. He's like, "Nick, may you talk to Jay? Short, sweet, to the point." Mm-hmm. He's a high D. He doesn't want all the detail, because that's how I'm wired. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm a high S. I'm thinking system, yeah. Right?
Right? Right.
So just like boom, right? Like, yeah, yeah. Allergic. Right. Like, get right to it for sure. So, like, all of these things are important, and the coaching helps. So being a good student has blessed me.
Being a good student. Okay. So being a good student means you have to admit that you don't know everything.
For sure.
Right?
Yep.
You have to.
And be okay with that.
And be okay with that. That's the part I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
Because the people that grow the most know where they need growth. Or even if they don't know that they need it, they're open to it, and they don't take it as like judgment against them. They're just like, okay, well, let's do it. And then you get to another level, and then you're able to teach Deani, the next generation.
Yep.
Okay, that's beautiful.
Yeah, because you want to empower.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not trying to do everything. You know, one thing we talked about, Jay, was like, "Nick, delegate."
Mm-hmm.
Master delegation.
Yep.
Don't do everything. Can you do it?
You can.
You can, but should you do it, though?
Why would you want to?
Right?
Well, she will want to do it because she a lot like me. It's just like, I ain't finna make it be great. I can just knock it out. So by the time I go through the process of telling you what to do and how I want it done, I could have saved that breath and just did it myself. And I struggled. Deani's like, come on.
Well.
And I struggled the same with that. But I learned as a leader, it's just like, I'm going to have to always do that. So I might take a hit this time and take the time and the bandwidth to teach you and then maybe redirect you a few times. But now I ain't got to touch it. And so when we help Nick get to that point, a whole nother level.
Right.
And I love the fact that even in that space, like, I tell them, you doing it, it helps you, but it hurts us.
Yeah.
So, like, you got to take a hit for us to grow.
Yep.
You know what I mean? As a leader, like, that's going to be a, I'm going to take the hit for us to grow.
Yeah.
Yeah. If y'all didn't hear all of that, like, basically, Crumb just said that she can keep winning by doing these things, but it's going to come at the cost of her team. So her taking that hit, even though that's unnatural for her because she wants to be excellent, she allowed everybody else to go around her by going through those things and giving them an opportunity to grow. That's fire.
And that's what I love about working with Nick, because she get it done.
Yeah. Yeah.
By any, I'm talking about Dr. Malcolm X, like, yeah, by any means necessary. And so I find out later, like, man, the team did a great job. And she's like, yes, they did. Then I find out. She did it. But that's what a good leader does. A good leader gives everyone else credit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when it goes right and when something goes wrong, they take full responsibility.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And so I saw that in her early on and was like, okay, yeah, she the truth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then just to speak to someone under her, she empowers us to make us confident in something that we're still growing into.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, don't miss that, y'all.
Right, and I don't even think that she sees it as somebody that's under her. It's just somebody that hasn't gotten to where she is yet. Mm. She already knows, okay, you have the potential to be here,
yeah,
but you just don't know everything I know, so let me help you on that journey.
I love that.
And so, yeah. Like, and that's one thing about, she never make anybody feel like they report to her.
I love that.
Not never. Right. Now, you might be like, you my boss. And Nick is just like, yo, I'm your family.
That's facts. Yeah. And that's true.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why we all love coming to work. Yeah. All
right? Right. So, okay. So
no, no, no. Go ahead.
Speaking of coming to work.
I told y'all we was excited. We had to get this in two parts. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Speaking of coming to work. So you talked about on the last episode how the company you were working for before valued, like, women and valued, like, holidays and all of this and stuff for their employees. But, like, going from that to a company that values the family, talk to me about that.
So Next Level resonates with me on so many levels. Okay. You know, corporate's different and corporate's nice.
Yeah.
But corporate's not Next Level. Mm. You know what I mean? We pray in for meetings. You know, our first value is family first. Mm. Like, we value prayer. There's so much about, you know, Next Level that is just who I am naturally.
Mm. And that's not just a figure of speech. Yeah. Because if your child is sick, they're not going to think twice about why you're not here.
I was just about to say that.
You go handle that.
You don't
get
a point on your resume if you got to run out to go do something with your kid right now? Like, that what y'all telling me? Like, she don't get demerits. What do we used to get in high school?
No, and if she was to say, you know what, I need this week for me and my family, you do that. Yeah. Don't you come back until it's done.
Yeah. Mm.
And that's special. Yeah. Companies don't do that.
I wish she would say that. She locked in.
Jeremy said, I'll be wishing her.
We got a Core 4 group chat with me, Tracy, Crump, and Nick.
Yeah.
And I'll be like, 7 o'clock, Crump, have her put her MacBook, put a computer down. You know what I'm saying? Like, shut it down. But really, she came into the company and implemented so many changes. And it was refreshing and a little frightful because I'm thinking like, man, I ain't used to like doing things like this.
Right.
But I'm like,
right.
But I ain't in it. Yeah. So you run it how you feel it needs to be ran. Yeah. And to see the way that she changed so many things with how we do things that and cleaned up our system. Whole another level, bro.
I love it.
So, and I love, again, I can't help but just by her capacity. That, so I told her she's a 1% of capacity wise. So that just means base focus is ridiculous.
Say it again. What is it?
My focus.
Oh, got you. Okay.
She's a unicorn. Okay. So she can focus for like 7 hours straight without eating or drinking.
That's crazy.
Right. So I have to protect her from her.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like she don't do anything with Next Level with resentment energy. Like it's all exciting.
Oh my God.
Her to keep focused. Yeah. So I said, baby, you have a husband.
Yeah.
You got two kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cut that off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's only because she's so excited.
Yeah.
Because, so here's her challenge is, well, how come they can't? I said, baby, focusing for 7 hours without even drinking, that's not normal.
Yeah, it's not healthy.
It's like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So I have to even help her understand, like, don't, you know, be careful when people are not that, because that's actually okay to be not that. It's just that you got to figure out how that's going to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And again, she receives it well.
Yeah.
For sure.
But then she'd be like, I just want to answer.
But a lot of that comes from a place of, and she shared this with me, of not wanting to drop the ball.
Yeah.
She's just like, her biggest fear was like letting Jeremy and Tracy down.
That's it.
Heavy
so when you got that type of energy, and she's like, then it's like, I love the company and I love what we do.
She's invested, yeah.
It don't even feel like it's work.
Right.
Yeah.
But if it does, it's just, It's just like, I don't want the ball to get dropped because they're counting on me. Yeah.
So with the DISC assessment, what is your high level?
S.
In the systems.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you said about not wanting to let y'all down. Which one is that? Because that has to do with something
Systems and support.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Systems and support. So somebody that's a high S is like, they love systems. Just tell them exactly what you need them to do and they'll get it done. Yeah.
But like you said, a high I, which I relate to,
right.
And that has to do with the way we're perceived. Making sure that we are holding y'all down and making sure that y'all are getting what you need from us too.
And we have two different approaches to how we deal with certain challenges because I'm a high I, you know, and a high D. And when I get upset and my D rises, like I be one to like
I
deal
hate
with certain things.
Your language, I do not appreciate the way you speak. Like Jeremy.
Okay.
We are not about to play.
Can I say something?
He about to call.
In the DISC,
that was a lot. In the DISC assessment.
Thank you, Chris.
In the DISC assessment, your letters do your letters rise?
Your letters do.
So listen. So here's the thing. If I'm a high I. Under pressure, my eye could lower, meaning I don't want to be around as many people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I'm a high C, that means you're very cautious, very calculated.
True.
Depending on what's happening, your C could rise. And so it's like, now I'm even more cautious. Or if your C lows significantly, it's like, okay, now I'm being reckless. Right. And so wherever you are in the DISC assessment, it rises or lowers. So I could see how you thought it was kind of funny when I said my D rises, but I really meant if I'm more demanding, or I'm more dominant.
You need to get your mind out the gutter. It's your eye contact.
That was an innocent
statement. Don't ever make eye contact and tell me your D is rising. I just don't want to ever look at Jamie. Like, Mike, man. I told you, I'm focused and my D rises. Whoa, no. I just don't want to hear it. That is not the next level I ever want to come to.
Okay, here we go. So two hour supporters and 2 hour listeners, if y'all are not familiar, Mike can be silly at times. We're going to get right back to the really deep and anointed stuff. Right. But really, Nick, if you handle it like this. She's like, okay, Jay, I got it.
Yeah.
She handles it completely differently, but the end result is the same or better.
Better, yeah.
Because she might be preserving relationships.
Exactly.
And so speak to that, Nick, and your approach to how you view our company, our staff, and things like that.
Yeah, for sure. What I love is Jay and I, we always, most of the time, I was going to say always, but I'm going to say always. We always want the same thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? We just, we have a different way of getting there, but we always get there.
For sure.
Though, I extend people grace.
I love that. Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of our values, we want to treat people the same way we want to be treated, right? Because people are people.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not perfect.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, like I mess up sometimes too, right? So I want to give people that same grace. Right. You know, I was reading a book by Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that he said, it gives you these different principles, right? And one of the principles talks about how, you know, people always have a reason for why they do what they do. Mm-hmm. Good, bad, or indifferent, they have a reason.
Right. Yeah.
There's, you know, like, they can tell you why they did it. Right. You guys saw Jeffrey Dahmer.
Mm. I did not.
I saw one episode, and that was enough.
But he can tell you why he did what he did. Good, bad, indifferent. Chris Singleton took the stage at one of our masterminds. He said, understand the stance behind people's story. Mm-hmm. There's always a reason why, right? So my approach is to seek understanding. I might not agree with you, but I do want to understand your why. And when I approach it like that, there's no confrontation. There's no, you're not going to get defensive because I'm seeking for understanding. I'm not coming for you. It doesn't feel like I'm coming for you.
Ever.
Right? So the approach is different. It's just received a little bit better. My grandma says you catch more bees with honey. Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
You catch more bees with honey.
Yes.
So I lean more on the grace side of the fence.
And also, Jeremy, your talent
you're the talent. Mm-hmm. Everyone has to protect the talent. Yeah. So Nick got to do what she got to do, because if you ever have to work with this person again, they're going to want to work with her because she treated them with respect. Even if she didn't agree, she stepped into her power and how she operates and what she's been gifted with to do that. Right. Now, you could do whatever you want to do because you're anointed. Yeah. And the thing is, people are always going to want that anointed person. Yeah. But if Nick do that, she's not you. Yeah. So it's going to go a whole other way. And so it's important because you are the woman king. So you know how to run. You do strategy. Yeah. You are the shepherd. Mm-hmm. So you just be you.
Yeah. And as sweet and as gentle as Nick is, I found out that there is a healthy fear that the company has.
Ooh. Yeah.
Which is.
Yeah.
And I'm like, keep that energy.
Yeah.
You know, last year we had to let three people go from our company who were really pivotal. And yeah, she said, oh, yeah. But she let them go. Yeah. And two of the three people, one of the main things is they were zapping my energy. Mm. And they weren't good for the culture, primarily because they just wasn't good for me. Wow. And honestly, we kept them around
longer,
way longer than we should have. So we extended a lot of grace, but she's like a protector of our peace.
Yes.
And so that's something else I have to acknowledge, because, you know, sometimes we can go. But I remember having conversations, and Nick was like, I don't like the way you sound. I don't like the way this person is making you feel. Like, they're not good for you. They're not good for us. We got to do something about it. And me being a shepherd, I'm like, man, we can keep loving them and coaching them. But at some point, it's like, man, people show you who they are.
Yeah.
Like, Crump, there's some vendors we stopped working with. Yeah. He's like, bro, it ain't got nothing to do with their skill, their talent.
Yeah.
It's character.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, when people say they're going to do something by a certain time, okay, ain't nobody perfect, but if you can't do it, a phone call or a text or an email that says, hey, I know I was supposed to do it. Like, so when you see that, it's just like, okay, we got to back up.
And that's okay. That is okay, because it's like, why wait for a reason for something to happen? You don't have to. If you know you were not in alignment, then make the change now. We don't got to wait for you to call you out on something. No, that's dodo. Like, why are we doing that? Mm-hmm. Make the change when you feel like something is shifting and we need to make a transition.
Absolutely.
So something fun I wanted to do real quick, and I guess we don't have that much time before we close out, so I'm going to give us like 2.5 minutes to do this, but I just want y'all, I'm going to put Nick on the spot to just be as dope as she is, and for y'all just to see a little bit of that. Do you still remember like everybody's disc assessment, like when y'all went over it, like different individuals and stuff like that?
Do I remember everything?
Like not everything, but just little bits and pieces of them. Like, okay, do you remember enough about us? I can use us as an example.
You didn't see mine. Did I do one? I don't think I did one.
Oh, you didn't do one? Okay, well, cool.
I did one, but I don't think you saw it.
Okay, I know some people that people comment on the episodes that they like. So we can use Ebony. We can use Sophie. Just tell me, like, people that you love, that people that are viewers have got a chance to see recently, and how you, like, interact with them in different things,
based
right?
Based on their assessments.
So Sophie is in charge of handling things on the elite speakers level. Yeah. She's direct with our speakers. Now, y'all know we have the Speakers Academy, which is, 3,500 just to come into the Speakers Academy. And then you got the elite where you I ain't even got to tell you the price. You know the price if you're ready for it, okay? If you don't know about it, it's because you ain't ready, okay? Basically, but she deals with all of that. When you deal with Sophie, who is the widow of our brother Brian, who is a person who is very intentional about everything that she does and her energy that she gives to others and herself.
Yeah.
How do you approach when you're dealing with her? What's your relationship like with Sophie?
Yeah, shout out to Sophie. Sophie is incredible. Just to be able to be around her and witness her strength and witness her vulnerability.
Yeah.
There's so much power in that. Mm-hmm. Like our team, I mean, I can't say enough about our team and just being that close to people of that operate from that spirit of excellence, it rubs off on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, shout out to you, P. But yeah, how do I approach Sophie? I make sure Sophie has a lot of information,
okay.
Right? So I make sure Sophie has a lot of information. I know what Sophie likes and what Sophie doesn't like. So I don't put her in a position where I know she's going to feel uncomfortable. Like, I'm not going to put P on the spot for something that she's not prepared for. Wow. Right? Okay. If I'm going to ask Sophie to do something, I'm going to make sure she knows about it. I'm not going to catch her off guard. She's going to have all the information so that she feels prepared, so that she's comfortable. Gotcha. Right?
And that puts her in her best position.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chris. So then I want to talk about the vision for next year.
Once the person is comfortable, how do you challenge them?
So it depends, because people have different motivators, right? Jay, I've heard you talk about this. Like, some people are motivated by money, right? So if I incentivize with a raise or something that's monetary, that tickles your fancy. But everybody's not motivated by money, right? Some people get encouraged by an opportunity to learn, right? So if I give you some extra responsibility, right? If I tell you I want to send you to a training or to a conference, maybe that tickles your fancy, right? Some people value family, you know? So if it's like, hey, and you mentioned this before too, take a week off, you know? Oh, your son's got a basketball tournament? Yeah, go do that. Like, do what, so it's good to understand, you know, how to communicate people, because people have different communication styles, and what motivates them. Yeah. It helps us to be better leaders, because I know how to, what's the word, Jay? Like,
connect.
Connect, reach, but just yeah. Like,
okay.
So that it's catered to what Mike needs. It's catered to what Crystal needs, because your needs could be different. So as leaders, it's important that we know, we know how to run the play.
Let's take Mike for example. If you wanted Mike to grow as a speaker or anything, let's just say anything, what would your approach be, knowing Mike?
I would have a conversation with Mike. You know, I would get on the phone. I would have a conversation. I would understand his heart, you know, understand what his desires are. Because one thing I don't want to do is assume,
right? For sure.
You know, so make sure I know what the facts are first, come up with a plan, and then make sure that plan resonates with you. Mike, let's have a conversation. This is what we've talked about. You know, I've heard your heart. I know you want to do X, Y, and Z. Here are some things that I think will help you get to your goal. What do you think about that? You know, which one of these things resonates with you the most?
Yeah. And just don't talk about, to keep him focused, don't talk about the D-Rising.
Oh, my.
Because that just messes him up. So, Nick, before we wrap it up, I'm just saying, don't talk about, Mike, you extra, bro. You're so extra. Look, Nick, before we wrap it up,
we was having a moment, Jay. That was my moment.
Right, but it's her episode. So, Nick, what I want to know from you is 2023.
Check.
It's okay. Two things. What are you most looking forward to? And vision-wise, how you feeling in 2023?
Oh, man. 2023 is world changes. It's the jump man year.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah? Like, we got some big things, some big plans. Mm-hmm. You know, we are believing God
for sure.
For some things. We have a lot of great things in the works. I can't tell you all everything.
Right.
But this is going to be an incredible year for us. Yeah. You know, the spirit of excellence, always. You know, the next level mantra, the assignment is bigger than us. Yep. We do everything with excellence. The assignment's bigger than us. The rewards are uncompromising. I got to say that right. Yep. Rewind it back.
Run it back.
Right. So let me get it right in my mind. Assignment's bigger than us. Standard is uncompromising. Rewards are endless. So next level mantra.
That was dope.
Make sure they hear you in
yes,
the back.
Please.
Yes. So the next level mantra, the assignment is bigger than us. Right? The standard is uncompromising.
Mm-hmm.
But the rewards are endless.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. Yeah.
So what are some key dates for people to keep in mind, or key months for people to keep in mind coming up that you know of already?
Key dates to keep in mind.
The biggest thing this summer.
Oh, yeah. Biggest thing this summer is the Next Level Speakers Conference.
Okay.
Hands down. Hands down.
Biggest thing.
Yeah. It's going to be a movement.
And it's going to be a 3-day celebration. The first day, the Friday, will be our community block party, kickball tournament, basketball, barbecue, all the different chapters will be there. The Florida chapter, New York chapter, Dallas chapter, LA chapter, Atlanta chapter. So we're going to have that. And then the conference the next 2 days is going to be special on a whole nother level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that. Nick, I want to just say, man, thank you for for being who you are.
Yes.
Powerful woman of God, amazing wife and mother and executive. Thank you for trusting and believing in us. Because you could have been like, Jeremy, Tracy, you know what I'm saying? Like, the company you was with before, like, if you look at their books and their numbers compared to ours, like, it's a whole nother level. Like, how many employees are average? Did that company have? A couple hundred? A couple thousand?
Yeah. I mean, they're global. They're everywhere.
All right, so imagine that. Imagine that a company that's got 100,000 employees versus us that's got 20. Mm. But when you look at the impact we about to make across the world.
Sure. Yeah.
That's a strong 20.
Oh, that's a strong. We're going to wrap it up with that right there. Listen, strong but mighty.
Yeah.
Always grateful.
Never settle.
That's it.
I love it.
We see y'all next week. I'm on another level. I'm on another level. I'm on